Ein herzliches Willkommen zum Burak New Business Advice Podcast, dem Podcast rund um das Thema Neukundengeschäft und Agenturpositionierung. Willkommen zu diesem Podcast. Heute wollen wir mal ein bisschen internationaler werden und ich bin mit einer Kollegin aus Indien verabredet und die heißt Farishte Irani. Hi Farishte, I hope this was right pronounced.
It was perfectly pronounced, thank you.
Hi. So you're working in an Indian agency, it's called, was I right, Denso Webchutney?
Denso Webchutney, now it's Denso Creative, part of the Denso network as a whole. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm based in Bombay right now, Mumbai.
Okay. Yeah. And you were part of the country, right? Last year, right?
Yes. So I had the good fortune of being, I think, one of the youngest awarding jury members last year. And quite frankly, that entire experience just changed the way that I looked at creativity. And between me and you, I think I spent a lot more time learning than judging from everyone else.
All right. All right. So yeah. my first question is, do you think that technology will overtake creativity, or will creativity be also very important? What do you think?
You know, funnily enough, and I was actually thinking about this over the past week or so, but around the time that we got in touch, I got an Instagram ad for an AI fitness coach, right? And this AI fitness coach, because it's automated, it didn't cost as much as an actual human trainer. So I decided to give it a shot. And within 3 days, even though there was nothing really wrong with the coach, because the coach was correcting my posture and keeping track of my fitness and holding me accountable, but within 3 days, I started craving my usual trainer, right? So now I should preface this by saying that my AI coach was perfectly fine if my normal fitness trainer was, you know, not good at the job.
But didn't you miss the emotional link to your trainer?
I did. Exactly, right? Exactly. So the thing is that where I'm getting at over here is AI will take over bad creativity. You know, AI will take over maybe people who never quite learn how to elevate their craft, because AI is already doing the job that they are doing, right? So for example, if I were to put in a prompt about a headline for Mercedes-Benz, AI will come up with a very cliched headline combining class with elegance, you know, using those typical buzzwords. That's what a junior copywriter or an intern could come up with, right? Versus a creative who is actually using their experience trying to understand human insights, right? Because creativity, actually most jobs are inherently human, right? Whether I'm talking about fitness, right? So the reason that I preferred my human fitness coach is because my AI fitness coach couldn't hype me up the way that my human fitness coach could. That is something that was so inherently human, because technology couldn't see me sweat. They couldn't see me struggle through the workout, and they couldn't hype me up. While my coach in person could see that happening. And I think that it's very similar with creatives here, which is good creatives will always bring that human touch that technology can't replicate at all. So
do not use this kind of intelligence for very long, right? ChatGPT came up a couple of years ago, something like this, 2 years ago or 1 year ago.
And 2 years ago. I think I've been using it for about 2 years now.
Yes. And I think it is really amazing how good it is at the moment when you compare it at the time it was coming up. So the learning of ChatGPT is, from my point of view, very strong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So honestly, the way that I use ChatGPT is if I have a brief, I'll put in the keywords into the system and I'll use it as a starting point, right? Because ChatGPT, in my experience, even right now, gives you the first thoughts that most creatives who are worth their salt will probably get out of the way, because we want to scratch a little deeper, right? So then ChatGPT is great for those first thoughts. It's a great jumping off point, right? And then beyond that, if you don't want to be replaced, if you don't want to be overtaken, you have to scratch beneath the surface. So then something that I tell my team quite often is that, you know, AI is going to force us to be better, right? Mm. It brings something extremely intangible to the table, but we have to be really good at our jobs to figure out what that intangible thing is, right? So for example, as a copywriter, I'm someone who's focused a fair bit on old school craft, but still crafting it in a way that appeals to a younger audience, right? That's what I bring to the table, and that's intangible to me as a copywriter. That's very human of me, right? ChatGPT can't replicate that.
But so I think I'm a little bit afraid that concerning copywriting or also strategy, it is at the moment it is hard to see if a copy is coming from a software or from a human being. And this really, I think this is really afraid that the artificial intelligence is so strong and so good that you can't see who made which copy, right?
I disagree with you there, right? Because I was thinking about this and I was comparing the copy just from personal experience, comparing the copy that human beings have written versus the copy that ChatGPT has written, right? Human beings, even if you're writing a slightly humorous tweet, they still have a sense of humor that's very inherent to the copywriter's personality. So, for example, if I have an extremely young, sassy, new age copywriter working on an account, I'll be able to tell their writing apart immediately from ChatGPT. And I think my concern here, right, honestly, is specifically with copywriting. There is an impression that anyone can write.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like art direction, because art direction is still extremely technical. You mm-hmm. still have to have some technical know-how versus with copywriting. On the surface of it, as long as you know the language, you can technically write.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I see, yeah.
And ChatGPT is proving that anyone can write, but can anyone write well? So the stuff that I've gotten from ChatGPT once again is something that, you know, a junior copywriter would be able to come up with. But then if you look at the campaigns that have actually made a difference over the past couple of years, if you look at, you know, just from India, Unfiltered History Tour, ChatGPT would never be able to come up with that.
I'm not sure.
That's a human, exactly, right? That's such a deeply human insight. And campaigns that actually change the course of creativity, that would change the course of the industry. ChatGPT, I'd give it, I mean, I can't tell the future, but I think that for the next 5 years at least, no matter how much it goes forward, ChatGPT still won't be able to replace that. There's a thing on LinkedIn, which I think all of us have seen at some point, that your job won't be taken by ChatGPT, but someone using it will probably take it.
I just think that ChatGPT was learning and getting better so fast at the last 2 years. I'm just asking myself, where will it be in 5 years? And will it get this kind of touch of a human things? So I think it will have a huge impact to agencies. And I think that, for example, junior copywriters, their job will be met by ChatGPT or some other programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that it's going to, I mean, I'm an optimist, right? So I'd like to believe that ChatGPT will be used to get the easy work out of the way. So for example, you know, if I have to write an emailer and the brief is very basic, I'm going to use ChatGPT to just write that emailer, and I'm going to make tweaks to that emailer, right? I'm not going to send it out as is, because I still need to ensure that it's in the brand tone. So I'd like to think that the stuff that copywriters usually think of as grunt work, you know, will possibly be outsourced to ChatGPT. And as a byproduct of that, junior copywriters will have to up their game. So I don't...
What will you say to younger people who are asking you, should I work in an agency as a creative, as a copywriter? What would you tell them? Does it make sense? Or yes, it will make sense, but what would you tell them?
Honestly, I'd say work in an agency as a copywriter if you're willing to just work extremely, extremely hard, because contrary to popular belief, creativity isn't something that you're born with. Right? It's not this lightning bolt of inspiration. It's something that's born out of a lack of complacency. So for example, true creativity is not what ChatGPT is coming up with. That's the first thought, right? Mm-hmm. That's the least effort thought. True creativity is going beyond that most obvious thought and then scratching just like beneath the surface and then going to the fifth or sixth iteration of the exact same insight. So I just tell them that join an agency if you're willing to prove that not everyone can write. Right? Because even if everyone can write, you need to write well. And ChatGPT will take your job if you're not writing well. So pull up your socks, put in the work, look at the work, and just never be content with the first iteration of an idea.
All right. I see. Yeah. You were in Cannes as a juror. What was your impression there? I do not mean Cannes as a city, but the Festival of Creativity.
Festival overall, right? So I'll be honest with you. When I initially joined the industry, I was a bit of a skeptic of awards because I had heard different stories about it, right?
What did you mean, different stories? And why were you skeptical?
So initially, I was slightly skeptical because there was a phase, I think, in the industry where I think scam work, quote-unquote scam work that didn't really have too much of a business impact, was quite abundant. And that was actually quite dangerous for the industry, because what it was teaching young copywriters like myself is that, you know, it doesn't matter if it makes a difference to the brand or the business, as long as you're able to craft a good case study out of it, it's fine.
So what did you mean? Right. Can see, or what you have seen, is that they're presenting ideas there which were met just for the festival, for example.
Exactly, right? Those ideas were, I think, fortunately called out a fair bit by the industry as well. But it did run the risk of becoming a trend of different agencies just coming up with ideas for the sake of winning awards, right? Which I think is contrary to what we do in advertising, which is sell product. Ultimately, it's a business impact. It's a business impact. If it's a purpose-driven piece of work, then it has to have an actual impact on the problem that it's trying to solve as well. It can't just be a great idea that had no impact on the problem that it's trying to solve, right? So I think that back in 2018, when I was dabbling with the idea of becoming a copywriter, this was quite abundant. So I entered the industry quite disillusioned. And over the past couple of years, fortunately, working with different people, that perception was quickly changing, because I started learning that it was very possible to craft a great idea, right, that fulfills you creatively, but at the same time, sell the product and solve a tangible problem.
Mm-hmm.
Once I went to Cannes, I think there were still some pieces of work that were very clearly created just for awards. And fortunately, we were able to sniff that out almost immediately because Cannes also informed us that this is something that we should be quite wary of, right? And then something else that we focused on as well was the business impact or the overall impact of each idea. So I think that the cost correction that was much needed has started happening, which is, you know, come up with a great idea, but make sure that it's actually doing what it's supposed to do. That it's actually selling a product. That it's actually building the brand.
So do you think most of the ideas you have seen there are doing something for the brand and selling the brand?
At least the ideas that have won awards last year, I think we're doing something for the brands. And I can just speak for print and publishing, right? So, for example, if you look at the idea that like won the Grand Prix, right? I think it was from the Middle East, Anahar newspaper. Newspaper inside of the newspaper was the campaign's name, if I remember correctly, right? What that did for me, at least, was it built the legacy of a brand. It was very true to the brand itself, right? Because as a newspaper, that's supposed to be reporting the truth. That's supposed to be the voice of the people, right? They basically gave a space in their paper to these journalists from papers that had been shut down by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a brilliant brand connect right there, because your problem here is that journalists are being silenced. As a newspaper that celebrates the truth quite fearlessly, the best thing you can do is give those journalists a voice,
mm-hmm.
that have been once taken away from them. So this, I think, is a great example of also artificial intelligence could never come up with this.
Okay, this let's see. But
okay, within the next 2 years, at least artificial intelligence wouldn't be able to crack an idea like this that combines the brand purpose with such a beautifully human insight.
Okay. Did you learn something for your daily work in the agency?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think what I learned is how to analyze an idea in a very objective, cold way, right? Because what you learn as a Cannes jury is you need to fight for the pieces that you believe in. And as creatives, I think we sometimes run the risk of just getting a little too caught up in our gut instinct or our creative intuitive feeling that we have as creatives, right? So then sometimes you just intuitively know that it's a great idea. But if you're a good creative or if you're a good leader, then you have to be able to put words to that gut instinct. You have to be able to argue for that in a way that other people can understand, because I can't just go to the jury table and say, guys, I like this idea because intuitively I know that it's the best idea on this table. Okay. That's not an argument I can make, right? I have to objectively look at it, talk about why it connects to the brand, talk about the impact, and possibly get extremely critical of certain ideas, because once again, we need to sniff out stuff that's just been made for the purpose of awards versus stuff that's been made, yes, to an awards, yes, to feed the creative soul, but to also actually make a difference to the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So as a leader, I think it just made me a lot more objective in the way that I analyze creativity, because I had to do that at Cannes. I had to do that for 3 days straight. And once I came back, I was able to distance myself from the idea and look at whether it hit every single thing that I had on my checklist.
Okay. That's good. So that was also good for you as a person and your goal. And that's very well. That's very good. Richard, thanks very much for this interview.
Okay, perfect. I had so much of fun. I think that frankly, just thinking of these questions made me also learn a little more about myself. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Über Feedback an heiko@burak.de freue ich mich.